Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Beis, mitzvah 192, the Isser of Ervas Achos, says the Torah, continuing in Perek Yudches of Achremos. Ervas, yesterday we discussed the erva of a father's wife, today we discuss Pasuk Tes, Ervas Achoscha Basavicha Ovasimecha, the erva of your sister, whether it's the sister paternal or maternal. Either one, Moledes Bais or Moledes Chus, Lo Sagale Erva Son, you cannot be Megala their Ervas. The Torah doesn't even mention a full sister. The Torah mentions half-sisters, and Memela we know that it's a Kol Shekein for full sisters. But that's Basavicho Basimecha, Moledes Bais or Moledes Chutz. What does that mean? That means doesn't matter whether it was a mutter relationship, moledes bayis, within a house that the Torah would sanction, o moledes chutz. That's what Rashi says here. Bein moledes bayis, o moledes chutz. Bein she'omrim lo la'avicha, kaye metima. Whether Bezdin will tell your father, stay married to your mother. Bein she'omrim lo la'avicha, hotzei etima. Kagon mamzeres, o nesina. It doesn't matter whether it was a mutter or an usser relationship, the isser of achos applies. Lo segale ervasan, do not reveal their erva. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo legalos ervas achos b'chol sashi achos, any type of sister. Okay, let's read it and then we'll get to the point that we left off with yesterday also. Shelo legalos ervas achos, bein shehi achos me'av levad, lebein shehi achos me'em levad. It doesn't matter if it's a stepsister from the father's, a half-sister from the father's side, and a half-sister or a half-sister from the mother's side. Ubein shehi achos me'anusas aviv, or whether she's a sister from anusas aviv. The father had a relationship out of wedlock. Ubein shehi achos me'em min haznus. It doesn't matter. B'chol sadin elu nikreis achos. As long as you share a parent, that is achos. V'chayavin aleha, and there's an issa da'araisa in that case. Shene'emar, ervas achoscha basavicho vasimecha, moledes bayis omoledes chutz, lo segale. So this is today's issa. One ha'ara that I wanted to talk about, again, that we left off with yesterday, which applies to all arayas, so it can be spoken about at any time, and that is the Minchas Chinuch in Os Hey, at the end of yesterday's mitzvah, where he discusses the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. And that is by all these arayas. Let's say, as we'll see, this is one of the arayas, today's arayas sister, it applies to non-Jews also. What if a non-Jew goes and lives with his sister? So is there any tfisas nisuin? There's no kiddushin when it comes to a non-Jew, as we spoke about yesterday, but there is nisuin. So are they married on any sense? So when it comes to Jews, we know there are relationships that are chayvi krisus and chayvi misas bezdin. So those are, there is no tfisas kiddushin. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, quoted in the Minchas Chinuch at the beginning. His question is, what about a Ben Noach? If Ben Noach ba al erev v'shalo, im kana osa bebiya zu, l'ischayev acher al yado, are they married enough in that if somebody else lived with this woman, so that's called Eishes Ish, which Ben Noach are also chayev for, or no? O kamobi Yisrael, din kedushin tofsim ba'arayos, or do we say that just like by a Jew, there's no kedushin tofsim by these extreme arayos of chayvi krisis or misas bestin, kamo chayin gavi Ben Noach, sotu by Ben Noach. So he says the Mishnah Lamelech seems to say that there would not be a kinyan, and the Minchas Chinuch doesn't like it. The fifth skinny line, L'didiyei nira, kivan, dehadi in kedushin tofsim, b'chayvi mises beze, b'chayvi krisus. The fact, how do we know that kedushin is not toface by these illicit relationships? You know it from a pasuk. It's not a svara. Nafkele mikroi. Ubaloze lo yadina. We wouldn't know that. So, imkein, l'gavi ben noach, the less than kroi. So there are no psukim by ben noach to say otherwise. Minolan de lo yitfesu kedushim arayas. Vein lemaidin ben noach v'yisrael. Alkei nira de tafsi ba kedushin. Amazingly, says the Minchas Chinuch, I think it does create a relationship in that another Ben Noach that would live with this woman would be living with an Eishes Ish. So that's an interesting chiddush that he discusses yesterday. Okay, getting back to our Isser today, relating to sister. So we didn't talk about this specifically, but as we mentioned a couple of days ago, there's an Isser of Kravala Arayos, so that applies to all the Arayos. Hugging and kissing and winking and any type of levity type of behavior applies to all the Arayos. As we mentioned then, the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that is an Isser d'Araisa or not. What about when it comes to a sister? Specifically Negia. Negia when it comes to a sister. So a regular type of Negia is not a problem. It's 100% mutter. But there is a Rambam. There's a Rambam, and one has to learn, even if one doesn't take the Rambam literally, and the Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see in a second, one must learn the message of the Rambam. So the Rambam, Nilchas Yisurei Biyah. Hamachabek achas, this is Perak Chaf Aleph, Pas Halacha Vav. Hamachabek achas min ha'arayas she'in libo sh'adam nokfa alehen. If somebody hugs one of the arayas, that a person's heart isn't pulled after, oshin nashag achas yin, or kisses, kagon. Achoso hagdol of achos, v'chayose bahen. Afo pishin shab taiva v'lo hana klau. Even though there is no hana or taiva there, harei zeh, the Rambam is not going to say asur or mutter here. Why? Because there are most arayos are usser. And everybody else, once you're married to them, is mutter. Or if it's a daughter, or a granddaughter, or a grandmother, or a mother, that's 100% mutter. The Rambam doesn't say anything by those are 100% mutter. What about an older sister? A sister above the age of 11 or so. Says the Rambam, Hare ze megune biyoser. If one hugs and kisses them, it's megune. V'davar zeh asur hu umaisa tipshim hu, shein kraven la'erva klau, ben gadola ben k'tana chutz meha'im l'benava av l'bito. The Rambam has very strong words about a sister. But I think one has to, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. So Simon Chaf Aleph is the halacha about the halachas of kraven la'arayas. He quotes, Hamachai quotes the Rambam verbatim. I'm not going to read it inside, I'm just looking at it now. You can look it up in Ebenezer Chaf Aleph Zayin. But again, one has to understand, I think, the context of the Rambam. Chibuk v'nishuk. In this context, is not talking about just once hugging one sister. Maybe that is what he's talking about. But I think for many, hugging a sister is different than giving a bear hug and chibuk v'nishuk. Chibuk v'nishuk is usually done reflective of a sensual type of touch, which is inappropriate even for a sister. There is a blood relative type of hug, and there is a spousal type of hug. What the Rambam seems to be talking about here is a spousal type of hug. Hamachabik, chibuk v'nishuk, that's usually the connotation in the halachas, but either way, this is an important to know when we talk about sister, which is today's erva. One has to realize that limitation to know that Rambam. Does he mean it literally? That it's he looks at just any type of hugging of a sister, or just more extreme, like I explained it, is not 100% sure. Okay, that is the Rambam. Says back to the Chinuch. Fiim Tomar, second paragraph. Im Kain. If it's true that every sister is usser, whether it's a half sister from the father or from the mother, Mazesh Shanem Rabat Torah. What is this that it says in the Torah? Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha Lo Segale. We will get to Bez Hashem in a couple of days. There's an isser to be Megale. Your sister. Look at Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Vav. Shel Legalos Ervas Achos Min Haav Vehi Bas Eishes Aviv. Your father's wife's daughter. Isn't that also a sister? So why is that said? It's a sister. So says the Chinuch, you're right. It's to create another iser, even if it is not physically your sister. Even if it happens to be also your half-sister. It's another iser. We'll talk about that in a couple of days. So it comes out if somebody lives with their sister, which is the daughter of their father's married partner, you're chayev too. Mishim ervas achoso, mishim ervas bas eishes aviv. So a regular case would be chayev too. Okay, misharshi is a krovus, we already spoke about. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's talk about the dina of these mitzvahs a little bit. Mashavar zachar nilavracha. What have we said so far? What's usser? Half sisters. The dafka bas eishes aviv shehi achoso. Klomar sheholida aviv hi sheasura alav. Avo bas eishes aviv sheena achoso. What if it's your father's wife's daughter, but it's from a previous marriage that she has this daughter. Kagon she'esis aviv haitzal abas meish acher, zu. It's what we would call a stepsister, not a half-sister. They do not share any parent. Eina asura klau. That is not included in the Isser of sister. Ela mutter lolata, lisa osa lachadchila. Make her a din, two step siblings can marry each other. They're not related. They don't share a parent. Velo gazrin and atu achoso, she'inka makam agzera klau. And chazal aren't gozer, so we are not gozer either. Stepsister. So in terms of erva, they're not an erva. An interesting discussion comes up in the laws of yichud. The laws of Yichud related to half-siblings. We know there is an Issa D'Araisa in some cases. In some cases, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Yichud. That's at the beginning of beginning of Simon Chav Beis in Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezer, Aser Lis Yachidim Erva Meha Arayas. It's an Aser to Bis Yachid with an Erva, Bein Zakena Ben Yolda. Doesn't matter the age of the woman, or the man. Shadavar Zeg Goreim Lagalot Erva. Because this causes Gili Erva. This is a Kreva. Chutz Meha Eman Benova Avin Bito, except for mother, son, father, daughter, Vahabala Mishto, Nida, even if for the husband and his wife was a Nida, Vachasich versus Ishto Nida, so that's a separate halacha, what do you do it by a Chupas Nida, but this is, there's a laws, and then we know, the Gemara says a Kiddushin, throughout history there were different layers of the laws of Yichud. There was some Daraisa, there was some Durabanan that were Nigzar in the times of David, Amnon and Tamar, there was some that happened later on, in the times of Shammai and Hillel, so there are different levels, but it's clear that there is an Isra of Yichud, which are very important halachas for one to be aware of. They come up at work, they come up on dates, come up in various different places. So these are halachas of Yichud, so what does one do? Now that we've just said that there is no Erva, this Isser, she's not called a sister. A stepsister is not called a sister. So the question is, so how are you alone together in a house if it's a stepsister? So this is discussed. This is potentially a big problem if they're not related. Or forget it, a step-parent. Same thing with Ilchus Yichud. But we're talking about sister. But what does one do? So, if you look, some Achronim say, in Achinami, the Shoram Tzion of Halacha says, if they're ever home alone without any other parent there or nearby, you have to leave the door unlocked. Sometimes that's not so practical. What if it's at night? What if it's two siblings just sleeping in the same house? So there are heterim by some of the Gdoli HaAchronim. Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer both have heterim at least to a degree. Rav Moshe in Ibn Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simin Samach Dalet says that as long as the parents, both parents who are married, are within a certain radius, so then each parent will be Nizhar based on the other parent's existence. As we know, most of Hilchos Yichud is very logical. Is it Aser? It's Aser if the person doesn't think they're going to come in, anybody else is going to come in. It's probably Mutter if one is scared that somebody's going to come in. So Rav Moshe says, Vitzarech Lomar, Diyare Me Ishto. So if a man is home with his stepdaughter, there's no problem of Yichud there as long as the wife can walk in at any moment. Even if she's not close by, he's worried because that when she gets home eventually, she'll give Drisha V'chakira to the daughter. What's going on? How was your time with dad? Right? So she's going to do that via Galula. And then she's going to tell everything to her mother. Right, adoption. Adopted. Forget this, that's what he's talking about, but it's the same premise. Adopted children to parents and stepsisters. They're not related. The problem is, if the wife dies. If the wife dies, and now it's just the father and the stepdaughter, says her Moshe, then he thinks there is potentially an Isser. V'meisa ishto be'etzem ishlo lizoyer, sholiz yachin and bita v'ma yiso b'shem begadlin. So you gotta be careful in that case. That's for Moshe, so there would be a limit in that circumstance. The Tzitz Eliezer is even a little more mako. And he says, if they have been together and living together from a very young age, he thinks there's makom lahat here in this case also. To bechai gavna, sheragali ma bakach me'oz katnusa, umegadelosa kibas. This is talking about a father and a stepdaughter, adopted. Ein bazelo mishem yichud velo mishem chibuk v'nishuk. There's no problem of hugging. V'chol adom elazeh. Mikivan sheshorer b'neim yachasei tipuach chazakim shel av labas. They treat each other like a father and a daughter. V'chayim yachad bebayis biyachasim tiviyim. It's like a natural. Ke'ela asher hahergo asal b'zom latev hasheni. It's like second nature. And therefore, in this case, I think that this is mutter. And I say this, Mechtel Lamit Schus al Yisrael, Uberosenu Shikam Gedolim, Vitovin, Lonisharim Bazel. We see many people are Nizar in this. Ubechtel Lodelskar, Deris Lefe, Yeladim Umlalim. And also, I'm saying this so that people, there will be foster parents, there will be parents who will take these children in, or else nobody will want to be involved. That's the godless of a posik. A posik who sees such a need. And he takes it upon his soldiers to say, this is going to be mutter. Shalo yehilam doreshu mevakesh mibatim sheyechanchu osam sham al birkei HaTorah v'HaMesora zos mi'el adas shezaaser bevadi lakachas lachanchilo la'ameitz sheim kvar begil shel Isser Yichud. Once they're older already, so then you got to be careful. This only applies, even in the Tzitz Eliezer's kula, to ones that grew up with the parents, or siblings that grew up together, have known each other all their lives, once they're already older, so then it gets more sticky, and there would be halachas of yichud, or negia as well. So this is the halacha, as our chinuch says, that a sister, that is a stepsister, not a half-sister, so in that case, one, it would not be included in this isser of achos, of sister. Weiter, we continue. The sister applies always. The over aweha. The shacha vesachoso bemezid. Chayv kares levad. Somebody, Rachman al-San, violates bemezid. They chayv kares. Klomar shafilu bemezim vasra. Aim bedavar elach yiv kares. You always get kares here, says the Sefer Hachinach. Right, see in the footnote in Ozdalit. Klomar she'ein ba misas bezdin. There's not even Mises Bezer in this case. Of all Be'edim, Basra, Bezer, Malkinos, Kedin, Kol, Chayvi, Krisus, Shalokin. It's Chayvi, Krisus, you get Malkus for, but there's no Chayvi, Mises Bezdin, and Beshogig, as we know, is Chathas Kavua. Continues the Chinuch, as he says, by every one of the Arayis, telling us what is universal and what is particular to Jews. Again, this is one of the Isurim, that all people are included in. The Isur of a brother and a sister, that is Gli Arayis for Bnei Noach. Fascinating what we said 2 days ago, and that is if a brother and a sister convert, midarai, so they can marry each other, because they're not related to each other. But midarabanan, we say not. But either way, at least the iser, while they're non-Jews, they're usser. Avachil geish ba bein yisrael shara umos. But there's still an is, there's still a difference between them, says the chinuch. Shebishar ha umos ein usser aleim ela achosa me'aim levad. What's including Gilei Arayis is only a maternal, and at least a maternal sister. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Ubi Yisrael be'ma be'me'aim. Even though we know usually paternity by non-Jews goes by father, but here in terms of this erva is from the mother. The klal zeyeh biyotcho b'chol ma'ashisava b'umos. Realize this is a klal regarding all that we're commanded about from the other nations. She calls Mashin Tachas Yadenu, as long as, if we have Shlita, which we don't have now, but when we, Malchus Mizdavim, Heri Yibane, comes back, Aleinu Lasos Din Bahem Ba'avram Al Mitzvasam, we have to judge them when they violate their mitzvahs. So this is our chiyuv. We know one of the Sheva mitzvahs separate is Dinim. Dinim itself, setting up a court system, that's one of the Sheva mitzvahs, that has nothing to do with us. That's even now, they have one of the Sheva mitzvahs. What is Dinim? So the Rambam says it's a very limited approach to Dinim. The Rambam of the Morah Nevuchim, it's quoted in the Ramban, in the Rambam writes this also in Sefer Shoftim, in Hilchos Malachim, Tes Yudalit. So the Ramban quotes it from Sefer Shoftim. It's quoted in the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach in the context of Shechem, context of Shimon and Levi. Ask the Ramban, how did the brothers, how did Bnei Yaakov do such a thing? Why was Shechem Chayav Misa? So the Rambam says, because Dina was stolen, she was raped, and it's a chiyuv upon the rest of the city to judge the perpetrators to bring them to justice. That's what dinim is, to judge the other six mitzvahs bnei Noach. That's the Rambam Shita, that's what they were chayim iso. Or bnei zan is chayiv kobal ishchem ariga, shari shchem gazal, v'heim ro v'yadu v'lo danuhu. The Ramban does not like this at all. He gives a different shot to why they were chayim iso, but says the... And his big problem is, why wasn't Yaakov happy if they all did something appropriate? So why wasn't he happy? Why was he so upset at them? But the Ramban along the way says his own shot of dinim. Dinim means setting up a court system to create a viable, functioning society. Not just limited to judging the other six mitzvahs. No! The Ramban would call the American legal system a fulfillment of dinim. Of al daiti, hadinim, this is the Ramban in Vayishlach, hadinim shemanu lo b'nei noach b'shev mitzvah shalem, eino mahoshev dayonim chopach uplach bilvad. Avotzino siva usam bedine gneva ona, stealing oshek, not paying your workers, schar sachir, dine shomrim, ones befata, avos dezikin, damages, chova bechavero, wounding, people get into fights, malve velove, loans, all that is included in dinim. It's setting up a court system that'll create a viable and vibrant society. That's the Ramban. So here, interesting, the chinuch says, one should know that all these halachas that I'm telling you about Bnei Noach is that we should know about it when Mashiach comes. So, I'm sure that's not giving away his hand, who he holds like, but interesting that the non-Jews themselves, according to the Rambam, have to judge those mitzvahs b'zman hazeh, because that's what dinim is. The Ramban says it's more general to set up the functional society. Okay, either way, that's the Sefer HaChinuch. Let's continue. V'kvar kasafti l'mala b'seidah v'yishma Yisro. I already wrote in Yisro, sha'din b'shalahem lo'ola mimisa be'mezidin min shogigin. I already written that their din, they're always chayav misa, whether they're mezid or shogig. The Mechas Chinuch notes, though, in Os Vav, that if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud of Sefer Malachim, not every shogeg is chayiv misa for Bnei Noach. The Rambam's mechalik between shogeg and what we would call omer mutter. If a non-Jewish shogeg, I didn't know something was asur, then even he has shogeg. Even a non-Jew, a Ben Noach has shogeg, he's going to be putter if it was a shogeg. But if it's a case, meaning kagon, the Rambam gives an example. Shebal esas chaver v'dima sheyishto apnuya. I didn't know that it wasn't my wife. If he's being honest, I didn't know this was asur. I'm sorry, I didn't know that this was the mitzias. That's the shogeg. Avalim yada shi yeshes chaveiro, v'lo yada shi yasura alav, ela ala alibo shadavar zem mutter lo. Oh, I thought Judaism, I thought the world believes in open relationships. V'chenem harag. I didn't know murder was not allowed. Says the Rambam, that's karav lamezid v'neharag. Omer mutter is what the chinuch is talking about here. That's what we say Ben Noach is chayim isa for. Shehayim oluma v'lo lamad. He should have known. He should have known based on a Gemara. The Rambam says that. But either way, that's what the Rambam means here. By shogeg, if you put the Rambam into the chinuch, it's only real shogeg, not real shogeg, what we would call omer mutter. But a regular case of shogeg would be putter. Aval, finishing up the chinuch, a couple of important lines. Aval shnei edim tsrichin. But even though you have less requirements, you don't need a hasra'a, and if it's omer mutter, but you need two witnesses. Shnei edim tsrichim. You need two witnesses. The minchas chinuch says this is a mistake. The Minchas Chinuch and Ozayin says it's Beferish Gemara that it's even one witness. So he thinks it's a mistake. Belita Sofer. It's Gemara, it's one witness. Okay. Oh, Hodas PM. Or the other way, Ere Ben Noach Kebichayev is their own admission. Their own admission. This was discussed at length by the Minchas Chinuch. He says it'll hear a little bit in Os Ches, but he says, look what I wrote earlier. Back in Mitzvah Chaf Vav, the Minchas Chinuch says in the Isra of Avodah Zarah, he says there, he works it out and says, even though I don't know this from anywhere in Shas, I think it's true that if a non, even though by a Jew cannot incriminate themselves, ain't other mesam atzmo rasha, that principle does not apply to Bnei Noach. Why? Because that principle is connected to the other principle of Adam karov etzal atzmo. The Gemara sometimes links those two. So if you say Adam karov etzal atzmo, so I'm related to myself, and relatives are not trustworthy to Jews, but to Bnei Noach, relatives are trustworthy. So therefore, we would say you could admit and incriminate yourself as well. Over there, he's not 100% sure that this is correct. He's explaining the chinuch. But the Minchas Chinuch himself says, you don't have to say this for all Rishonim, because you might say, incriminating yourself is not based on Karov. It's based on the fact that you're not even an aide. There is a Tumim, which all the Achronim like to quote. Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, who says there are six people, that they're not Pusel Edim, they're not even Edim. Cheresh, Shota, V'Katan, Eved, Isha, Akum. Those six people, Cheresh, Shota, and Katan, Eved, a servant, Eved Kanani, Isha, and an Akum, they're not possible witnesses, they're not witnesses. See, if you say that, and that's why, and so maybe a person's self also, they're not an aid, they're not a possible aid, not because of Karov, and therefore, and even if they were Karov, but Karov is not the Hashem aid. So then maybe you would not say that it could work for Bnei Noach as well. But that's in the Minchas Chinuch back in Mitzvah Chavav. Finishing up, Umin Adomish, Avabishinim, Inam Chirim Lohad al Yisrael, Rumin Lohad al Zeh, Vechin or Zakin. Even those that might be possible to testify for a Jew, they will be kosher to testify for each other. Okay, that takes us through Achos. The issue of Omer Mutter, maybe we'll start with this tomorrow. Omer Mutter, if somebody says, oh, I didn't know it was ever Usher. It reminds us of the first piece in Rabbi Chanan's Kofis Ma'amarim, is believing in God, logical. As Ben Noach, we mentioned this back in the Mitzvah in Parshas Yisro, in Emunah, is belief in God logical? What if he says, Omer Mutter? I didn't know you have to believe in God. So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow, and then we will also get into the Isser of Bas HaBen into grandchildren and the relationship of grandchildren and grandparents in Halacha. Okay, we'll stop here.